is Sandra Nyaira here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, December 16, 2015. Packers International, owners of Chicken Slice, are challenging the constitutionality of Zimra to garnish money from companies, a move that may affect state revenues in the long run. This comes at a time when the government wants to tax churches, which are now crying foul. Lawmaker Priscilla Misairambwe Mushonga brings a baby to Parliament as a way of showing that the August House is not user-friendly to female lawmakers. Visually impaired Zimbabweans say they have been left out of HIV/AIDS education programs. And in the Diaspora Forum this evening, we are talking to a Zimbabwean living in Britain about life outside Zimbabwe, terrorism and other issues. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about concerns by the visually impaired that they are being left out of HIV/AIDS campaigns in Zimbabwe. Stay tuned.